Fucking do your thing, Hollywood.
Okay, here's Turn why cancel culture is ruining the fucking Family Guy reruns.
Here's why cancel culture is ruining me getting to say the N-word in karaoke.
What would be the most detestable? You're like, here's why cancel culture is...
here's why cancel culture is ruining Maxim magazine.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Cancel culture ruined Spike TV. That's what I couldn't think of. I couldn't get to Spike TV. You could never have your a lady reporting the news topless in a paintball mask.
Was that a thing that was happening on Spike? That's fucking awesome. That sounds like something from Mad Max. Like she could be attacked at any point. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Or just get paintballed, which is that's gotta
stay. Cancel culture is ruining the Fast and the Furious franchise. Do you hear me just call it the Fast and the Furious?
It's the most furious. This is the most furious guy I've ever met.
Yeah, this shit's easy to write. I don't know why it's taken them so long between installments.
I keep whiffing on examples because like the band Stained is like a Trump band now, and they like
they do blame
like cancel culture. They're like, we don't get as big of crowds anymore.
Because
like so the bad things are sort of canceled.
I saw because they're bad because those things suck. people are always like, oh, I'm getting canceled for saying heinous shit. I saw some Twitter fucking mouth foot being like, if Socrates was around, was philosophizing today, he would be canceled. And I was like, yeah, he was canceled. They murdered him.
he would also be canceled because he was a pedophile.
Not to mention that, like, I didn't get into it, but I was like, your ass would be trying to cancel him for having a relationship with a man, first of all.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, it's gonna be that kind of episode of Fight Island. Apparently we're rallying.
You get two white guys that are the same shape in a podcast and it's gonna be we're gonna talk about cancel culture.
They're gonna say cancel culture 40 times before you're a minute in. You know, it's just how it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name's Jordan Dahl
and I'm Sam Wiles,
and that's it.
No guest.
That's it.
Because we fucking canceled our guest. Our guest was Woody Allen. Fucking canceled. He's not allowed on.
Get out of here, Woody. I tried. I can't separate it.
I'd like to fight types of yogurt. Okay. Sure, man.
Ooh, no, we'd be like, we're fighting dairy products. And he'd be like, I can't have dairy.
Yeah, and when I have dairy, I think about the concept of my own death. It's like, that's all you think about. You made one movie 100,000 times. An old man meets a young woman because he's dying. He feels like he's dying.
And it's kind of a vampiric vibe. And he drains her essence. Her presence gives him life.
It's so funny to me that people are like, yeah, Woody Allen is like brilliant artist. And it's like, is there anything hackier than just putting down your existence and going, it's good, though. Look at the movie.
Yeah.
Says it's good. It's good for me, an old weird guy, to be with a young woman.
I've done it again. Have you noticed
what good
that,
art?
Have you noticed that my Woody Allen is a lot like Filbert from Rocko's Modern Life?
Yeah. Have you noticed that Filbert is exactly a Woody Allen?
Fair. Okay. All right.
But they were like, what if we made a Woody Allen turtle for this existential kids cartoon?
I rewatched all of that shit. We're a Paramount Plus family now, apparently. Boy, I went deep on Arnold. I never went deep on Arnold before.
Yeah. It was hard to go deep on Arnold because they only showed the same three.
Yeah, true. But there's a lot. And later it gets kind of bad because later they start getting more into like Arnold's parents and who he is, who they are. And like, spoiler alert, they suck. The show's not called Hey Arnold's Parents. We want to hang out with Arnold and his weird, because it is about acceptance. Like the first couple of seasons of that show are like this weird meditation on like, hey, we're all kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. And then there are Nicktoons.
We all
that
have football heads.
We're all kind of hydrocephalic in our own way.
I'm sort of an internal football head.
Yeah. But so there, then there are Nicktoons that we do. We are fighting something, by the way, listeners. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, there's no guest. We're filling that time with just our shit. You want shit. You want Sam and Jordan's bullshit in your veins? Here it is.
Hell yeah. This is the pure shit. This is the your freebase and real Fight Island
and,
now.
And guess what? Like other pure drugs, it will hurt you.
It will hurt you. I've gone through like all of the Nicktoons in just in the background mm-hmm. while I'm fucking drawing or whatever. And like some of them are good and about stuff. Weirdly, Doug is about something. Doug is about anxiety. Yeah. Fucking Hey Arnold is about acceptance. Fucking and on. But then there's ones that like the Angry Beavers, where it's like, this sucks. You're about nothing. Rocket Power. What the fuck are you teaching me, Rocket Power?
That skateboarding is cool.
That it's rad to shred the gnar? I fucking knew that.
That is not a lesson. That's not a lesson.
Paying attention. I maybe need to give the Angry Beavers another chance, but like
I truly think it's how you know how every animator is like a huge creep.
Yeah, that's the thing too. There's a reason I didn't say Ren and Stimpy.
Well, it's like I think they thought of the Angry Beaver. Were like, it sounds kind of dirty, and then they're like, let's make a cartoon about it. And they're like, what should the cartoon be about? And they're like, literally beavers who are upset.
But they're not upset. They're like having a pretty decent time. Like one of them has an anxiety problem, and the other one is like the fucking Big Lebowski's the dude of Beavers. He rocks.
Have you ever been to like an independent animation festival?
Yes, like anything I have, like that? Weirdly enough. Yeah.
I have too. And I remember it being like, this is the grossest thing I've ever been to. Like, because I have a couple animator friends of ours that are like, yeah, every animator is like a huge decrepit sex monster.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, R. Crumb, he fucking planted the seed. Of like, if you draw cartoons, you also are a weirdo. It's okay. Come with me. Follow me. there's a few artists that I follow on Instagram who I'm like, you're such a good artist. Too bad all you draw is minions with huge tits on them.
It is funny that like that must be like an animated like a visual brain thing is like I've never like. This is a Roadrunner cartoon. I wonder if he's gonna how he's gonna trick Wile E. Coyote. I'm never like, what would Roadrunner look like hot and nude
with such cans
cans
as to need to be strapped down during an airplane flight. that I follow out of somewhere, some young kid who I saw one of his videos about how to draw hair and I was like, this is so good. I'm going to follow you. And literally every one of his posts is like, what if Velma had these titties? What if Miss Frizzle had these titties? What if Halo? What if Master Chief? What if they got together and had some titties? It's ridiculous.
Danny, cut that out. That's our new theme song.
What if Velma had these titties? What if Miss Frizzle had these titties? What if Master Chief? What if they got together and had some titties?
this is a former guest Joe Quazala observation, is that he had to Google, I think for some sketch, he had to Google just different characters from Goof Troop. And
oh no!
Goof Troop, the image search is only like, you only get like three deep before you're like, they're all having sexual congress with each other. And you're like, oh, good God.
That Google search has to be so fucking perfectly worded.
Yeah.
That is a razor thin line that you're walking right there.
Why Goof Troop? Because why of all the things?
It's niche. It's niche and people forgot about it, but you know who didn't?
It's also like an age thing, maybe. Yeah, it's like a truly. Specific it just everyone was like 10 and like just got a dick or whatever.
Sure. And like that and that move in the mail. I think this is for you, Travis.
It came with the cassette. I had enough box tops. I got a new dick.
What in that weird kind of 90s area where it was like a coming of age movie about animals where it was like, oh, maybe this isn't maybe we're maybe we're crossing streams here then.
They're oddly human. It's like Disney and like
no shade to our furry listeners. For
yeah, oh please tune in. I would if we were
Yifon, homies.
If we were
make sure you get huge in the furry
community, I'd be into it.
And then do whatever you will.
Hey, any niche community that isn't like the alt-right or, you know, something hateful, adopt us. Go nuts.
Yes, absolutely.
Get weird. Yeah.
Bronies, fermentation freaks.
Oh my God. What if we had 5,000 brony listeners?
Oh, wow.
We're like, why are they into us? We never talk about it.
Maybe we could. God, this is the one we're going to get all the hits.
It's like, there's just a crossover you guys don't understand. You guys really watching. Are in the mentality.
Oh God, they're looking now. Hello. Good evening.
I hope you're enjoying sex with that pillow. I sure hope your pool floaty wife isn't having a nice day.
I've heard, madam. I've heard it's a wonderful broadcast,
madam or sir,
sir or madam.
Pool floaty spouse.
Regardless of this this conversation, we're not fighting.
It's adjacent. Bronies.
We're not fighting.
This is a good transition.
This has nothing, literally the least of all, to do with any of our transitions. Uh-huh. We're fighting body parts. We're doing body parts.
And everyone has body parts, and we're accepting of whether or not they have fur or are a pool toy or, you know, wearing it.
Horses don't have body parts. They're all neck.
Yeah, Krusty. We were talking about, you know, Krusty the Clown pornography. That's bodies. That's
okay. Yeah, you spotted the theme.
Hey, there we go.
Cautious listener, you found professional the three podcasting. Jewels that
we're
planted.
On a network. We're on a fucking network. That's
yeah.
How we,
listen how you up, asshole.
You are tie you driving, shit together.
Are you driving while listening to this? Pull over. Put a fucking tie on.
Nobody dresses up to drive their car anymore. That's my new thing. Nobody's wearing wingtip. No one's wearing wingtip shoes in their Ford Escort anymore.
Oh boy, they aren't.
Put
that
a
was
fucking tie on
thing.
To drive. That's really making me laugh. That's our. It's so antiquated to be like, no one dresses up to fly. It's like, what are you 90? It'd be very funny to be like, no, everyone just gets in the car in their sweats. Like,
why? Why was that even a thing? Was it because when you went? Was it because when you went traveling, you might meet the queen, or you might die, or this might be the last time you ever
it's
are
just
seen.
It's a vestige of being dressed up around other people, and now it's like we all kind of decided that was false anyway. Like,
you
no one's
dressed
wearing
up
a tie.
To fly. You think we're gonna meet God up there?
Yeah. Well, it's like, it also, if flying was still nice, I would kind of get it. Flying, they hate you. They fucking scream at you, and they call you a piece of shit and poke you with a cattle prod.
Yeah, you are meat being shoveled.
Yeah, I'm gonna dress like what? How you
drawer.
Feel about me? I'm gonna I'm gonna dress like shit because you're treating me like shit. If these chairs had any dignity, I'd wear a button-up shirt.
Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I got them backwards. Who cares?
Yeah, it's also a class thing where you're like, because you do have to interact with people on a flight where you're like, in regular life, I would shoot you with a bazooka, but we're on this flight. So I have to sit here while you act like a monster.
Yeah. Whenever I see videos or like internet shrapnel of people being like, this person had their shoes off on the plane. I'm like, then they should have been arrested. Then they should have been, they should have landed the plane. There should have been police there.
Yeah, I think people are overcorrecting, going, no one dresses up anymore. It's like, no, shoes. Shoes is the baseline.
Are
we
not
do not need everyone
up.
In a tux. We do not need a top hat and tails for these people.
Truly. Yeah. Okay, lightweight body parts. For those of you, for any Sam and Jordan
parts.
For any Sam and Jordan heads just joining, this is the way the podcast goes down. We're about to have a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round bout, I suppose you would call it. It is video game rules. This doesn't really apply in this one. Video game rules, so old people can fight gay people. Men can fight women. Babies can fight dogs, whatever needs to happen. But in this case, these will all be, I think, theys, you know, just unless we're fighting dick versus a vagina, which I hope that doesn't come up.
Dicks can be women. Women can have dicks.
Fair enough.
Let's be clear about this. Yeah.
Fair enough. Point being, anything goes on Fight Island.
Also, it is funnier to give it a little like a needless like Spanish language gentrification where you're like, it is funny if toes are guys because they're stupid.
It's also kind of funny if somebody's penis is referred to as a woman. Like, oh, this old gal?
Yeah, like a little la-di-da. Like if the penis itself is a woman. That's what sure. we mean.
Yeah. So, lightweight body parts. What are you thinking of? I immediately go to toes versus fingers.
Toes versus fingers.
I would also like to see the ears fight the nose.
Ears versus nose is good. I mean, here are the ones that I think are even too lightweight to interest me.
Mm-hmm.
Ankles. Who gives a fuck?
I love a luscious set of ankles. Woo! You're 20s?
Almost an animator. This makes sense. You've almost done animation.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, she didn't wear socks.
La-di-da.
Madam, your shoe's untied. I know, mister. Follow me. You want to see the sole? Yeah, ankles are lame. Also, but doesn't that make them lightweight? Wouldn't you like to see ankles versus elbows?
Yeah, yeah, and that is a lightweight bout, I guess. Yeah, I think you might be right. Or, like, what about, like, what ones don't we want to do? Like, I think neck is impossible.
Like, sure, I think, as we've proven, doing, like, a penis first vagina thing, we have trouble with the pronouns for anybody who would get on us about it.
But
we're
trying.
We're trying. I swear to God, we're waking. We are the awoken. That's what I like to refer to.
Hey, what'd you guys open the podcast with? Cancel culture rant. 20 minutes. Reminiscing about Spike TV.
Mm-hmm. The shit that everyone loves from us.
Yeah. Maybe middleweight.
To like toes versus fingies. That just
I like toes versus fingers. I like face parts as a middleweight. So maybe we save that.
What about asses versus elbows?
Yeah, the two bendies.
you don't know your ass from your elbow? What if they fought?
I like that too. I like asses versus elbows.
Okay, let's lock it in. Lightweight fight. And you know, the ass, people will tell you, is a heavyweight, but for I think niche purposes, for cachet's sake, for the sake of the marquee, you know, ass versus elbow. This is going to be your lightweight round. So
it's kind of a verbal thing. Yeah, we like how it sounds.
Who would win between the ass and the elbow? So the elbow, boy, I'll tell you what. If somebody bumps into my elbow with their ass, I don't care. Hey, whatever. If somebody bumps into my ass with their elbow hard enough.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Ouch.
That's an ass ruiner.
Yowza. But the ass. The ass. Legendary.
It's got more, it's got certainly more charisma. It's got a mind of its own. You know what I mean? No one's ever like, oh, I was entranced by those elbows. I mean, perverts say that or whatever, but like these Goof Troop people, that's what
again,
they're doing.
But no shade on the elbow lovers. We're trying to learn out here. If you lick elbows with consent, hell
yeah.
You guys
listen to Fight Island lately? It got really sex negative. How so? They said if you're really, if you have an elbow fetish. They said if you have an elbow fetish, you look up Goof Troop porn. Oh, well, that feels kind of right? That feels kind of correct.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you want to talk about Goofy's elbows, my God. Those things were voluptuous.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, those things were hanging out there. Goofy always had like weird, big, knobbly, hairy elbows. Mm-hmm. It's like, Jesus, put a cup on
pants.
That thing.
Yeah.
I do think, like, when I imagine the elbow as a fighter, it's like utilitarian, you know, it's for lifting. It's in there doing a lot of strength training. It's a bit of to use a Simpsons reference, it's a bit of a Frank, who's the guy who hates Homer Simpson?
Frank Grimes. Yeah.
Where it's like this hardworking appendage that doesn't get any recognition. You only talk about it when it fucking wangs a door or something, but it takes those hits and keeps on ticking.
Yeah.
And without elbows, you wouldn't be able to eat. You wouldn't be able to play the piano. You would, but it would look stupid as hell. You know?
Everyone would be Frankenstein.
Everybody would be franking around all day long. The elbow's also pulling its weight, pun intended.
also think about when elbows cause violence. It is like heinous. It is like, because it's like often an accident. Like every basketball elbow injury, like a elbow to the face is awful. Mm. And like it, like if you looked up like basketball elbows to the face, like NBA elbows to the face, it would just be a sea of bloody faces. Truly.
Catching an
and
elbow?
Then a purposeful elbow is also terrifying. Like every like UFC fight I've ever accidentally watched.
Oh, yeah.
Elbow to the face looks fucking horrifying.
One of the first UFC matches I ever watched lasted like 9 minutes, and it was a dude, or sorry, like 9 seconds. And it was like, these dudes grappled up. They came out both real hungry about it. They dropped to the floor. One guy got in the wrong position and the other guy elbowed him in the face 9 times until he lost consciousness. And I was like, oh my, what a fight that was on the television. I was probably terrible. 12 or 13 or something. Yeah, elbows fuck shit up. Honestly, it's not looking good for asses.
It's not looking good for asses, but asses's chance here, I think, is to use its cultural heft. It's can the ass sure. be so appealing that the elbow God. Is like, good Lord.
Absolutely. You know? Well, yeah, if the elbow is this kind of utilitarian, like wearing the Olympic wrestler ear cups and like the unitard, like I'm here for the fight. It shows up, like drives their own Volvo there or something. The ass is showing up in like a fucking purple limousine with like fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot playing like bum 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 bum.
It's got somehow fringe like late era Macho Man, like
absolutely. Oh, cowboy hat, fucking like royal, like that royal snow leopard shit.
Yeah.
Oh, comes out of the fucking limo, blasts a fart. Everyone loves it.
It's very funny.
Twerking.
It's doing ass stuff. Also, secretly kind of devastating, another sports illusion, a hip check. Hip check secretly really effective.
That's true. That is true. And honestly, if you can elbow an ass all day, it'll sting. It'll hurt.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see an elbow being able to like dislocate a hip. Whereas I see somebody sitting on an elbow the wrong way.
Yeah, you can go.
I mean, we don't want to get.
I think we found it. The elbow is brittle. You rarely break your ass. People break their elbows a lot. It's like horrifying.
I broke my coccyx one time.
That's funny. That's like a real nerd injury. Thank you. Jordan broke his butthole on his Legos.
I think I just played too many video games. I think I fell down skateboarding.
You sat on maybe the controller real hard.
Anyway, hurt like hell. Real pain in the ass. No, wait, don't turn the podcast
the
back
end
on.
Of the pod.
Turn back
forever.
On.
We're not allowed to do episodes after that.
I know. I think I know who wins.
Okay.
I think it's the ass.
Convince me. I'm pretty undecided.
I think the ass just comes in with so much heat, and the elbow definitely, it starts out like whooping the hell out of this butt.
Yeah.
As Sir Mix-a-Lot plays in the background, you know? And like, but then I think there's just too much of an opportunity. I think the butt's going to last longer. I think asses have the staying power. That ass is all muscle under there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. And I think once the elbow tires itself out, the butt's just going to get it in some kind of crazy, like butt grab and sit on it the wrong way and bend that elbow back. Crack! You know how it goes. It's gross. Yeah. I'm sorry, but.
I think in this fight also just the butt has more personality. The butt can do more stuff.
Personality.
It's elbow loses on lack of swag.
All right, ding ding ding, butt takes it. Butt is the lightweight king, and honestly, butt was walking into this, the ass was walking into this being like, I know I'm more than a lightweight. I know this is a rung on a ladder.
It feels like a lightweight like a pro wrestling match, like one where they'd be like, yeah, we moved we moved Kevin Nash to Saturday night to fight some guy.
Yeah.
And then he just demolishes the guy, like we think. Yeah. And everyone goes,
Steve
good.
Arnold.
A reaffirmation of how I feel about the world.
Yeah. Oh, really? I really thought Trevor Boslow was going to win that one.
someday we should do Fight Island, but just of wrestlers who used their real names and wore like blue trunks.
You had a lot of money going on Keith Grant. You thought he could beat the shit out of Aztecalote, the ancient badger spirit from fucking Buenos Aires.
Yeah, it's Rey Mysterio versus Brandon
Paul Blart.
Before the movie.
Fart. Okay, middleweight body parts.
Face. We gotta do some face stuff.
Boy, face versus you think?
I think so nose. I liked nose versus ears. I liked
nose. You like nose versus ears, huh?
Uh-huh.
There's two now. There's two ears. There's one nose. What about eyes versus ears?
Okay, eyes versus ears. Would you rather be blind? Or would you rather be deaf? A classic question.
Shout out to all our blind listeners. Also,
shout out. Deathless? Hey, something to all our deaf listeners.
toe in the line. keeping Danny working. Okay.
Cut that out. Replace it with more cancel culture stuff.
I think eyes versus ears is pretty good. We could do heads versus shoulders versus knees versus toes.
Maybe that's heavyweight.
Okay. All right. Eyes versus ears. The question before us is who would win in a fight between the eyes and the ears. So what? Now, what do we have here? I'm imagining kind of a Mr. Potato Head creature that is ears versus a Mr. Mm-hmm. Potato Head creature that is eyes.
Yeah.
Or is it one eyeball versus one earball with a, or is
I think
it,
the
it's
first
a tag
thing.
Team, huh?
Is it, it's tag team maybe.
I guess it's a tag team. It's all the eyes versus all the ears on one face.
My first thought is the ears are more resilient. You get punched in the ear. It hurts like shit. But your physical ear, the outside part, is still kind of fine. And eye, you get a black eye from like anything.
You can also clip your ear. People intentionally damage their pinna. Is this what it's mm-hmm. called? Pinna? The out part, whatever. The ear part. By getting their ears pierced, they can still hear fine.
Oh, it's tougher.
You can't get your eye pierced. That's the end of the eye. Although there's those dudes who get them tattooed. Have you seen that?
No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
It's very bad. It's
Why are you doing this?
There's like, so, all right. This is going to get bad. Eyeball people. There's like a layer of kind of skin like over your eyeball that they can get under, and you can't like put like, you know, like a yin yang or anything. Ooh. Like I know you were gonna get
speaking of body parts, this is making my butthole shut like a safe.
Ugh, eye tattoo. And they put like a color under there, so you could basically turn the white part of your eye designer color. Sam Wiles's choice.
I don't like it.
Maybe that's the eye that shows up to this Fight Island fight.
Oh, the Mike Tyson eye.
Prison eye.
Yeah.
I will say an eyeball is scarier. It has a much higher intimidation factor. Like if I found if there was a knock at the door and it was a giant ear, that would be upsetting, but it wouldn't be as upsetting as a giant eyeball.
Yeah, agreed. And man, to fight, you need to be able to see. It's tough.
You need that's to just, be able to
that
feels, see.
Not to make it too simple, but man, like seeing versus hearing in a fight, like what an advantage.
But listen, I mean, you're daredevils. I mean, you're fucking...
But we all know one guy, and he's
Daredevil.
Not a real guy.
No, we know another one, Zatoichi, the blind swordsman.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Do you? Some of the best in the world are the ears. Jeez, I'm wondering that because I'm seeing like
echolocation.
Now I'm imagining, yeah. Oh boy, I mean, if ears is smart, ears is gonna you know, hit the lights with a wrist rocket, and now it's dark. Yeah. And now guess what? You're on my home turf. This it's still tough though. I still don't really. My gut says
so. Ear so if ears can't see, the eyes also can't hear. I mean,
that's
gotta be
true. But do you need to hear in a fight as much as you need to see?
I don't think so, but maybe I'm convincing myself that it's not as much of a disadvantage if you can hear and the other person can't. That's not as bad as we can all hear, but I can't see. You
there's
know what I mean?
Also something to be said for punching someone in the pupil. I think at the end of the day, if I get punched in the middle of my ear, that sucks. That's really bad and like punctures an eardrum. Mm-hmm. But it's not like poking somebody's eyeball out, is it?
Ugh. Okay. Oh, no. I made up my mind, and here's what's sealing the deal for me.
Okay.
I have terrible eyesight. Uh-huh. My eyes are always irritated.
Uh-huh.
They're weak assholes. I have allergies. My eyes often my eyes look like I'm stoned. I never smoke weed.
Me too. I don't know what that's about.
Jordan, you're smoking weed as you're talking.
Nah, that's not true. This is a vaporizer.
That's just steam, man. You're eating weed like in Inherent Vice. You're eating just bags of weed.
I've moved on. I've moved past dabs, and now they call it a joint, drink
it like a Tylenol.
Doug Loves Movies chamber. I live most of my life in there. It's like I'm that weird thing from Dune, that navigator monster in the orange mist. Doug knows what I'm talking about. What up?
Anyway, I'm saying ears because I think the eyes are weak, even though they have that sight advantage is a big deal. I think there's too many things that can be done. Too many irritants.
I'm with you, man. I think ears take it. I think eyes are deadly, but I think ears are tough. And I think when you beat up an ear, it comes back stronger and gnarlier. You ever seen those UFC ears? Yeah. Oh, filled with fluid, fight fluid. You tap into that fluid.
I wrestled exactly long enough to not have to have cauliflower ear. I think that kicks in for everybody else.
Yeah, my dad didn't get it. He was like a high school wrestler. That was his big deal. Mm.
Oh, wow.
But an eyeball, there's no such thing as cauliflower eye. God, could you imagine? You snip that shit out. I'm sorry, guys. It's a gross fight. This turned out to be much more horrifying.
Yeah, this is a bit of a Guillermo del Toro.
This is a real fucking body horror ep. But in the fight of eyes versus ears, ears take it. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ears. It makes sense, though. I think we talked it out.
You can listen to music. You can listen to podcasts, Fight Island every Monday. Tell your friends about it.
I do. Podcasts are my preferred medium now of anything, which is very fucked up. But
I've been listening to audiobooks.
I love an audiobook.
Yeah.
I do love an audiobook.
There's the deep D&D lore. Like one of the main characters is called Drizzt. And I've been learning about Drizzt Do'Urden in an audiobook, just in case I was ever wanting to get laid again, you know.
It's a sentence you can only say in the room you're in.
The nerd you are.
Out in the world, it won't come out of your mouth, but in there, that's you're true. Like, ah,
I
safety.
Would never say it to them. Okay, the heavyweight.
Danny, cut that part out. I feel like Jordan will be canceled somehow.
Amplify it.
My power will grow. I can't remember the name of the book, though, and I had a hard time paying attention.
Oh, The Virgin's Bible.
The Path of Celibacy. Okay, heavyweight, Fight Island fight, body parts, the
arms,
cancel
legs,
culture
brain,
special episode.
Genitals.
Okay, brain versus genitals is a huge one. I do almost feel like those things are like the honorary guests, you know, where they've had their fight since the start of time.
They're the two motivators. Yeah.
They're just like, genitals. It's good to see you again. Genitals is like, hey,
my old enemy genitals.
Good to see you too, brains.
It definitely talks like Harvey Firestein for sure.
It's good to see you as well.
you look wrinklier than ever.
You're not so bad yourself, genitals. They have a great time.
When we work in Congress, we work well.
You're right, honey. You're right. Listen, I'll be right back.
You get back here. I've seen the hole in that stall.
I got some goof troop to look up. I like arms versus legs, weirdly.
I like arms versus legs. We already had elbows.
What about hands versus feet?
I also like hands versus feet. Hands versus feet feels like a heavyweight to me.
Okay, my question to you is, if we're doing hands versus feet, why not just arms versus legs?
Okay, let's do arms versus legs because it encompasses hands and feet.
Okay, is there one
that's a heavyweight?
Is there one that we're missing? Is there an obvious one we're missing?
I mean, like organs, but like I don't.
Heart versus brain.
I feel like if we're leaving brain and genitals out,
yeah, you're
then
right.
We're kind of leaving out the. I mean, what's you could heart? Do lungs versus heart, but I don't.
Is heart in the car waiting for genitals to get done?
Yeah. Because also heart's just sitting behind the wheel like, I'm more symbolic.
Truly. I like it. Arms versus legs.
Arms versus legs. Yeah,
okay, those the question before us, who would win in a fight between arms and legs? Smart money's on arms, I think, right out of the gate. I think arms have tools, arms have daggers, arms have...
An evolutionary advantage of the mandible thumb and usable digits.
But my God, like no joke... There's no good way to say this. Legs will be running circles around them. You know, the hands, it's gonna arms can't navigate, you know? And yeah. I'm not saying that I've seen the video. Maybe they can. You see videos of people who like only have the use of their arms or have lost their legs or something. And they do like incredible shit, like shit where it's like, it's like you wouldn't be able to do this with legs. Like you moved up that wall, like
yeah,
like somebody who lost about 100 pounds of their body.
I feel like you do see so many I'm missing my legs feats of strength.
But then again, you see these I'm missing my arms feats of dexterity that you wouldn't.
Yeah,
think
those
that
are amazing.
People...
Like a lady writes a check or whatever. That's
I saw a lady. Peel and eat crab legs with her feet.
That's amazing.
It wasn't great. And I definitely had the idea like, oh, somebody's masturbating to this right now. But in terms of like skill and dexterity, it was every bit as nimble as cracking them with your hand. Honestly, I would say she did a much better job than I do with
much
my
cleaner.
Hands.
Yeah.
And like just having a conversation. And then there's like, you know, my left foot famously, you know, paints.
Yeah. Legs. There's also just a size advantage. There's the weight. It's a weight class thing. Legs are bigger.
That's true. Damn, bro. I also think that like, boy, imagine catching a spinning heel.
Yeah.
Kick. And then imagine
over a
catching
punch.
A punch. Like it's you. If you're a trained fighter, and I imagine these are the arms of some yoked combatants.
Yeah, we're thinking of two very jacked. It's like Earl Campbell's legs versus like Sly Stallone's arms.
Yeah. And like, I think that like an incredible, like for those arms and legs, I'm not saying this for me personally, it's easier to knock somebody out with a kick than it is with a punch. And that's what I'm like. That's what I'm banking on.
Okay, this is kind of morbid, but if you're laying on your back and you're going to get hit in the face, would you rather be stomped? Would you rather be punched?
Yes.
I'd rather be punched.
And it's like if I have to lift an incredible amount of weight, I know that my body can do the most lifting with my legs. My legs are just fucking crazy gnarly. But then like arms have like that locking capability and they're if those arms grab the legs by the ankles, it's all over, baby.
They're top heavy. Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, for some reason, hands in general have more personality than feet. I guess because I'm not a foot guy. You know, again, the people we've been slandering this entire podcast will argue with me. But a feet or a hands, it's like I think of, like, you know, thing from Adam's Family. Like, yeah, it's got, it can do things. It dances. It makes sign.
It's going to be saying shit. It's going to be talking shit in American Sign Language. Yeah, it's doing the, it's flipping people off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not doing, you're not doing sign language with your feet usually.
Yeah. I'll bet there's somebody who's doing it.
For sure. And I bet there's somebody who's working on it. I'm just saying it's like wild.
American foot language? Come on. We're pulling for you. Yeah. Hit them up on Kickstarter. I got to say, and I don't think, but the, I don't know, man. This is fucking idiotic. It's so hard.
Legs are stronger, and that keeps coming back to that. A knee is brutal. It's a brutal finishing move. A leg lock.
Boy, boy. Okay, so what? Okay, so I think we can kind of use this as a bit of an analogy. What's an animal that's all arms? All arms.
Gorilla.
Strength. Gorilla. Versus what's an animal that's all legs? All leg strength.
You're thinking like a pachyderm, right? You're thinking like
Or like a horse, like a Clydesdale.
Yeah, that's all legs. Yeah, there's no arms.
Or even a rhino, that's fine too. But like, so that like a Clydesdale will stomp you to death. A gorilla will punch you to death.
A gorilla would tear a horse apart.
A horse to pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going arms. I'm voting going arms
too. Ding, ding, yeah. Ding.
Hands get in there. Hands can are so destructive. Hands, honestly, it's hands are more are better fighters than feet. Where like legs and arms are kind of even, but hands are the winner.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right. Ding, ding, ding. Arms take it. The heavyweight body part. For another, I feel like for like the fucking sixth millennia in a row, yet again, arms on top. Ding, 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 ringing the bell. They're the only ones that could hold the belt. You know, that's not true. We know feet could do it from movies like My Left Foot and Crabfoot Lady.
which Jordan calls a movie.
Mm-hmm. I call it a film, a documentary. It's for wiener research for pervs. I'm just kidding. You're fine. Do your thing.
Again, sorry to any pervs we have offended this episode.
Listen.
We're lovingly calling you pervs. Please listen. Please disseminate this podcast among whatever, as long as you're not harmful, whatever weird community.
Absolutely. Yes. And if you like to if you like to get your jollies off to somebody eating crab, listen. If they're into it too, you pay them. You
do it. Subscribe. Do it. Make some money.
Send them some bits on Twitch.
Oh my God. Yeah.
As far as the people, boy, do you know about hot tub streams?
No, don't make me know.
It's a thing. It's a thing where a lady will just like stream herself in a hot tub and people will like watch it and give her so much money or sometimes him. Or
is
sometimes
she doing
them.
Stuff in the hot tub? She's just in it. She's just enjoying herself.
Just there. They're just there. Yeah. That sucks. Well, sometimes they write like somebody's name on their body and the person paid like $50 or something to get them to do that. And it's like, there's porn that's free.
Yeah. we just have too much porn. We've looped back around and now we're doing not porn stuff and going like, I mean, it's like a bad stand-up bit. It's like fully like, sure. We're just like, oh yeah, she's walking her dog.
But it also feels, I feel like an old dick being like, no, don't watch the hot tub lady. By all means, what's a hot tub lady?
Watch this pornography I downloaded.
from the old times, let me just fire up the pornograph.
In my day in 2009.
You used to have to pay a lady, and she'd let you look through a window, a magic window, called the internet. Guys, that does it for this episode of Fight Island, the body parts edition. We hope that you had fun. I had fun. It's a short one because we don't have a guest, but these are always some of my fave eps.
These are for the diehards. These are for our 12 to 13 diehards.
Hell yeah. So they die hard. We can't kill them.
They die
science,
hard.
Science can't figure out a way to kill them. And congratulations.
Die harder.
You guys, die harder.
To our listeners, if you want to jump on the Patreon, we're still doing Patreon apps.
Yeah,
you
can jump in for
that
Peninsula.
bonus content for $4 a month.
Sweet, sweet bonus.
Throw us that. Yeah, throw us a couple bucks, and you get that bonus content. And your two favorite hosts will buy slightly more shrimp cocktail or whatever.
That is true. We used to pay for some of the hosting fees and stuff like that. So if you want to help us out, check us out on Patreon. Also, shout out to Calvero for our sweet intro and outro song.
Oh, yeah. I always keep meaning to shout him out in this. I do love our theme song. And he's coming out with new
it's
music.
So good. Every time
he
comes out.
He's so good.
Every time it comes, every time I like check the episode on Monday to be like we were charismatic as always. You don't have to hurt yourself this week.
Jordan's pre-flog pod listen.
Every time I check the pod on Monday, I always have a moment where I'm like, God, this intro song is such a banger. And it truly is.
Yeah.
So go follow Calvero Sings on
Twitter. He is, and he's awesome live. He's one man arena rock. He's great. Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible stuff. And I guess that does it for this week's episode of Fight Island. Sam, why don't you count us down, pal?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Stop fighting.
Stop fighting now. Fight!